Now, just in the few moments that are left, I would like to read a few verses from John chapter 15. And while maybe you're looking up the place, I want to thank our sister Bernie so much for coming tonight and for giving that wonderful testimony. I know that my heart has been greatly blessed and stirred and encouraged and challenged as well, and I trust that yours has too, and we know that the Lord will be speaking through that word to all of our hearts. So thank you so much for coming this evening. Just a few verses, John 15 and verse number 23. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen, and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." Amen. Over recent weeks, months, and years, a term has come to the fore that I suppose wouldn't have been used often before. The term is hate crime. We hear a lot in our day about hate crime, and sometimes those who hold forth the word of life and preach the gospel are sometimes accused of hate crime. But we have to remind ourselves tonight that Christianity is a religion primarily of love. The love of God towards fallen man is unparalleled in this world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the claim of God upon the soul of every man and woman born into this world is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And the Savior said that the second greatest commandment is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Savior called us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us and despitefully use us. You know, tonight we mightn't love a person's lifestyle, we mightn't love a person's habits, we mightn't love a person's beliefs, and certainly it'd be wrong to hate any individual out of a cold and a callous heart. But it is right to speak against those things that are wrong. It is right to have an opinion that is based upon the solid bedrock foundation of Holy Scripture. But tonight, in the few moments that are left, I want just to speak upon the ultimate hate crime. The ultimate hate crime. The Lord Jesus Christ here, quoting from the book of Psalms, Psalm 69 verse 4, speaks of himself, as all Scripture does, it speaks of and relates to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those hundreds of years before the Savior set foot, bodily speaking, upon this earth during his years of ministry, the Messianic Psalm declared that he would be hated without a cause. And here the Savior declares to his disciples, "They hated me without a cause. They hated me without a cause." Natural man has no love or no desire for the things of God. In fact, the Bible actually tells us that the natural man or the carnal mind is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. We live in a world that denies the doctrine of sin. We live in a world that takes sin lightly. But friends, tonight, every time we sin against God and every time mankind sins against heaven, it is displaying man's natural revealed character. That man in and of himself and out of his heart really despises the things of God. Whenever a man breaks the law of God and puts something before God or has another image before God, as you've heard so much about tonight, or we put anything, whether it's something legitimate or illegitimate, before God, we are sinning against God. Whenever an individual breaks the Lord's day, or takes the name of God in vain, or commits adultery, or tells a lie, or covets out of their heart, we are displaying base hatred for the very character of a God who is so high and a God who is so holy. Whenever Paul wrote to the church at Rome in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 29, he speaks about man's attitude towards God being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such sins are worthy of death, not only do the same, but of pleasure in them that do them. And right there in the middle of that list, Paul tells us that the natural man in and of himself really is a hater of God. And the Lord Jesus says, they hated me without a cause. You know, we said this morning that whenever the Lord was on this earth, that he never really seemed to rebuke the Roman government that was above Israel. But he always seemed to rebuke the religious establishment because they were haters really of God. They professed that they loved God. They had a form of godliness. But whenever God sent his only begotten Son, they despised him within their hearts. They were filled with jealousy. They were filled with envy. They were filled with hatred, and they were filled with spite. And from the very commencement of his ministry, they tried even on one occasion to push him off a cliff. The religious crowd hated the person of Jesus Christ. And whenever we look at religion tonight in our world per se, religion really does despise. They mightn't say that outwardly, but they despise the Christ of the Bible. Whenever man tries to earn his way to heaven, he is despising the person and work of Jesus Christ. Whenever man denies his fundamental sin nature, he is despising the teaching of God's word. Whenever man believes that he's the captain of his own destiny, he's despising the doctrines of God's word. Whenever Pilate, the Roman governor, stood before that crowd of people, and as the custom was to release one notable sinner at that occasion every time of the year, and he brought out Barabbas, who was a murderer, who was a thief, who was a godless man, and he brought out the sinless, spotless Lamb of God and presented these two men to the people. What did the crowd cry out? They cried out for Barabbas. They cried out for one to be released who was contrary in every aspect of his life to the personality of the God of heaven. And they cried out for the crucifixion of the Son of God. And they sent an innocent man to an agonizing cross. When they were come to the place which was called Calvary, there they crucified him. And folks, tonight, you know, if the Savior was here in the world tonight, the world would do exactly the same. It was the ultimate hate crime. God is love. And here was a Savior that was filled with love. He loved his enemies. He prayed for his accusers. He went about doing good. There wasn't anybody that could pin something on his character. He did no sin. He knew no sin. In him was no sin. But they sent him to a cross. And as he was on that cross, the scripture says that they mocked him and they spat upon him. And he despised the shame. And they hated him. And they hated him without a cause. The book of Romans says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says that he died for his enemies. He died for those that hated him. Friends, tonight the hymn writer said it was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. And you know, there had to come a time in my life and in Bernie's life and in the lives of many other people here whenever they had to acknowledge that I've gone my own way. In my heart of hearts, I really have despised the law of God, and I've despised the righteousness of God, and I've despised the holiness of God, and I've despised the justice of God. And really, whenever we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, we're displaying our hatred for God. He died for the ungodly. And friends, the day they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, it was the ultimate hate crime. And I want to ask you tonight a very simple question in the closing moments of this meeting, and it's quite simply this. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you say tonight, I love him because he first loved me? Can you say, my Jesus, I love thee? I know thou art mine, for thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. Can you say tonight, I have found him whom my soul loveth? He brought me into his banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. Because in his eyes, you're either with him or you're against him. You either love him or you hate him. And I would ask you tonight again, the closing moments of this meeting, where do you stand before this wonderful God, this God of holiness, this God of love? You see, the scripture tells us that we can do despite to the Spirit of grace, and we can grieve the Spirit of God, and we can so hurt the heart of God that our hearts can become hardened. And God's Spirit no longer strives with us. And you can leave a meeting like this outside of Jesus Christ, really having no desire for him at all. And you know what it is? It's the ultimate hate crime. To have no love in your heart for the God that gave you life, God that sent the Son. I trust tonight that you'll come and taste and see that the Lord is good. If we can be of any help to you, if you want to speak to your sister or anybody else here, but don't forget that you need to be saved, you need to come to the Lord, you need to have your sins forgiven. Don't hate him without a cause. There's no cause to reject the Savior tonight. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word, he's shown us the way. Here in his midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying,